So Ricardo, we can talk about the partitioning paper in a bit, but let's talk about the caching paper now. Ming, are you there?
Okay.
Okay. Although Ming is online, it seems like he's away. Let me write him an email. Right now, our issue is the evaluation. I think the rest of the paper is in reasonably good shape.
Yes, I was about to propose that right now, I still have to use 04, so it's very likely that I'm going to use 04 until tomorrow early. I mean, maybe morning or I don't know, maybe earlier. But I guess in the meanwhile, Leonardo can work on the text for the evaluation, because evaluation itself with 04, it's impossible right now. I have to work on the TPCC stuff.
Right, right. I think that's fine. Leo, how are you doing on time? Do you think you'll have a chance to create a first version of the evaluation section?
Yeah, I think so, right. Even if we don't have enough time to run the remaining workload for YCSB, I think we'll be okay, because the ones that we picked are very generic, and I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, then let's talk about what we want to say in the evaluation section. I know we had a discussion a couple of days back, but let's revisit the evaluation content and structure. What are your thoughts, Leo, on what you want to see in the evaluation section?
I think that for now the one of the missing parts that we have is the description of the YCSB, right?
Yeah, I think broadly, let's talk about the types of content we need in the evaluation section. First of all, we need the first paragraph of the evaluation section should lay out the goals of the section, right? What it is that we want to evaluate, what are the questions we want to answer, and things like that. The next thing is to describe the experimental testbed and the workloads that we will use to answer those questions. So that's the next part. And then the third part is basically the actual description of the experiments and findings, and that needs to be structured a little bit more, right? And so far, what we have is I can count at least three benchmarks that we are evaluating our system with. One is the postmark, then the next is the FileBench file server, and the next one is the YCSB benchmark. Maybe we have the TPCC as well, which is not entirely clear at this point. I think Ricardo is working on that one.
Right,
so,
between postmark and YCSB, you mentioned something
about
that?
The FileBench file server.
File server.
The file server benchmark.
Okay.
Yeah. So these are the workloads that we have data for. So the next question is what are the plots that make sense for us to show? Certainly the performance plots are the obvious ones, right? For each of these benchmarks, we show some measure of performance, like a throughput, and I think throughput applies to each of those benchmarks, if I'm not mistaken. Right, and besides that, what else do we want to show in our evaluation section? We want to show, for instance, how we can trade off staleness for performance, and that we don't necessarily need to do that for every workload, but perhaps we can pick one workload and show that information, because Ming is working on a different section where we would utilize the plots for each of the workloads and the trade-off plots for each of the workloads to construct more useful plots that illustrate the trade-off in terms of dollar cost, right? So I think the key here for us is to, in the experimental evaluation section, is to show the performance and the performance staleness trade-offs for one workload. And what else do we have here? There is then some sensitivity experiments that I see with respect to different file systems, right? And the file system sensitivity study is done using the Postmark workload. So I'm not very, very happy with the structure. I mean, I'm not very enthusiastic. What I'd like to see in the evaluation section is some sort of a more goal-oriented structuring as opposed to benchmark-oriented structuring. Because right now, all I can think of is, okay, we have three benchmarks, so let's have three subsections describing the data for each of these benchmarks. And I don't really like that. I want to hear some suggestions for how we could improve this. What are your thoughts?
Okay, so do we have any experiments to show the trade-off between staleness and performance?
Yes, we do have that for each of the benchmarks, except perhaps for TPCC and YCSB. For YCSB, we don't have it either.
Okay.
So we have, in other words, we have for two other benchmarks, we have that plot, which is for Postmark and for file bench file server.
We could start showing that and then talking about just performance.
Yeah.
Well, not performance, but the staleness versus performance, what is that going to show the reader?
So the staleness versus performance shows that you can actually, increase, or depending on the application, whether it can tolerate a little or more or no staleness, our policies can deliver proportionate performance or inversely proportionate performance, right? Earlier, that was not available. That's what we want to show here. I would like to hear your suggestions, because I do have something in mind which may work, but I'm hoping that we can do something better than that.
Okay, so definitely that is one important point on the evaluation. What's the other important point that we want to show? Because you're just talking about performance, you just said about what we just mentioned, right?
Not really. It's sort of the subset, but we have, in my view, I think the core point that this paper is making is that different write policies achieve different levels of performance as well as different levels of consistency. And I think the consistency is somewhat adequately addressed in the previous chapter, the consistency analysis. So for the evaluation section, I want to focus primarily on the performance aspects of each of these policies and some sensitivity aspects of our results and the staleness performance trade-off, right? And finally, I would like to see sort of this subsection, which is now an independent section that Ming is working on, that could also be part of the evaluation, the trading staleness for performance, which also includes cost considerations.
Do you think that would fit within the evaluation, or does that deserve attention of its own?
I think we can decide that once that section or subsection is complete. I think Ming is working on some plots based on Ricardo's data. So Ricardo, what are your thoughts here on structuring the evaluation?
Actually, I don't see why having one subsection per benchmark is so bad. I think people have done that before, right?
Yeah,
but I agree. It's not the best way to present the numbers.
The issue with one benchmark per section is that we have different, different sets of, or different detail of results with each benchmark. For some benchmarks, we have staleness performance trade-offs. In others, we don't. In some cases, we have file system sensitivity. In others, we don't. So these subsections become imbalanced. Right, that's the issue. And so people may ask question, oh, you did this in this benchmark, why didn't you do it for the other benchmark? I'm more interested in the other benchmark, right? I want to sort of avoid those sorts of purely by steering the reader's thought process in a different direction, away from these sorts of questions. That's really my problem with that original structuring.
I also think that the current structure it makes it more difficult for the reader to actually interpret the numbers that we're presenting. The other approach is more like from a high level to a low level. It's easier to follow.
Right.
I mean, it's a sense of purpose for the actual experiment that we set up.
Right. So, okay, here's then, I think we are sort of agreeing on something here too. So let's say our structuring is the following, and Leo, you might want to write this down because you're going to fill it out. So we initially start with basic introductory paragraph on the goals of the evaluation. Then we have a subsection on experimental setup and workloads. Then we have the next subsection that talks about performance evaluation, that addresses performance for all the workloads. The next subsection would be the sensitivity analysis, right? The final section would be the staleness performance trade-off, right? Which could be a section, a subsection, or an independent section altogether, which we can decide for later. The sensitivity analysis chapter is largely about varying the cache size and varying the file system type, right? Is that what we have, or?
That was the idea. Yeah.
So for the performance evaluation section, we just pick single point cache sizes and show performance data for each of the benchmarks. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because that's what we're going to have for the TPCC. That's what we have for the key value store benchmark, and we already have that for file server and the other one, and Postman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And right. Okay. So what cache size should we pick? We should probably pick a cache size which does not consume the entire working set, right? So, in other words, the cache should be a performance bottleneck, right? For each of the policies. By the way, Ricardo, I don't want to digress, but I'm looking at this chart and it's kind of interesting. The figure 14 for the file bench file server. So the latency for the write through is actually better than write back at low cache sizes.
Yeah.
And that's because of evictions?
it's the only reason I can think of. Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of counterintuitive, right? I mean, people would always think that right back should do better than right through, because right through always writes to the network and then writes to the cache and so on.
But that's only in terms of latency, right? In terms of latency...
And also in terms of throughput too, right? Throughput...
No, in terms of throughput is... In terms of latency, that's straightforward, but in terms of throughput, it's not that intuitive, right? Because you're doing exactly the same work, you're just delaying it.
No, but typically latency is inversely proportional to the throughput if the storage is a bottleneck.
You have the same,
if your average latency goes up, your throughput should go down if you're bottlenecked by storage. And you actually see that in the chart. You see that in the chart. With the small cache size, the throughput for write-through is higher than write-back. I'm looking at figure 14. So let's take this as an example of how we would pick a cache size for in the case of file bench file servers. What is the cache size that's reasonable to talk about here?
Well, I mean, in the beginning of the paper, we're also talking about how SSDs are capable of absorbing most of the working set. So I guess it should be most of the working system. And in this case, that's also, and that's the situation where you want to cache for, right?
These are data that you got from your laptop?
Yeah.
Okay. It seems like this data is contrary to the data that Leo got in the YCSB benchmark. The YCSB benchmark, I see write-back journal almost consistently outperforming write-back ordered.
Right. In the only case that is not true for workflow B, I would like to rerun that experiment. It is possible that I made a mistake there.
But
because the process was it was a very manual process. It has to load the model, and before that, has to remember to set it up correctly.
Right.
Well, but also in that case, if it's also a matter of how big the journal is, right? If I increase the journal size for that experiment, you could be better than order it right back.
But notice that order right back is almost as good as right through.
Not always.
Right back. I'm talking about the YCSB.
Order right back. Yeah, okay, there, yes. Yes.
That doesn't make a lot of sense, right?
Right, again, it depends it all depends on the size of the... Yeah, but with ordered write-back, there is no size restriction, right? It's eviction-based.
Yes. And also, on the journal write-back, you have some kind of eviction ahead of time. You clean ahead of time. You don't do that on the ordered write-back.
Yeah, those are the kinds of things that
that can affect things possibly, but also negatively, right?
Yeah, I was just wondering that, I mean, in terms of sensitivity, ideally we should evaluate the sensitivity of performance to these metrics. For instance, what is the size of the journal that the write back journal maintains?
We have it. That's figure 18.
That's the staleness plot?
Yeah, that the staleness is the size of the journal, right?
Yeah, it is. That's true. Yeah, that is true. So Ricardo, you're planning to run these experiments on O4, which is the machine that Leo has been using as well?
Yeah, I'm doing stuff on O4 right now.
Okay.
But it's just CPCC.
Okay. Okay, so here your explanation for why write back journal does worse than write back ordered at higher cache sizes, moderate to higher cache sizes, is the size of the write back journal.
Yeah.
And what was the size of the write back journal here?
Let me check. Actually, we can check it that on the
figure 18
with the data itself. It's the 18 is 2 gigabytes, so it should be at like 500 and something.
18 is figure 18 is 2 gigabytes.
Yeah, it's very small. I think it's 400 megabytes or 200 megabytes. So it's very, very small.
I see that when you increase the journal size to 1.2 gigabytes, then your throughput goes up to 620. But even so, it's lower than... Well, actually, in that case, it would be just about the same as write back, right at 600 something, at a journal size of 1.2 gigabytes. It's a large journal. That's a really big journal, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, certainly we need to do a lot more experiments here to understand what's going on. But for the current submission, we would just explain the data we have to the best we can do. So Leo,
yes.
Let's do the following. Let's create the structure that we just discussed, and you know, if you have any questions about where various graphs grow, we can resolve that over email, right? But at a high level, all the throughput performance data should go into the performance subsection. The sensitivity to the cache size and the file system type experiment should go into the sensitivity section, right? And all the staleness performance charts should go into that in the staleness performance section.
Right, but I mean, we're talking to files. I need to take notes of that.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. I think Ming just joined.
Hi.
How's it going, Ming?
Okay. Yeah. So I have to extract the key somehow. So.
Okay.
Going quickly. Yeah.
Wow, yeah. We were talking about the staleness performance trade-off section, and so you have all the data that you wanted from Ricardo?
Okay.
Do you
yes,
have?
I got an email, yes.
So you are sort of satisfied with what you got?
I'm sorry?
Are you happy with what Ricardo sent you?
Let me check it. I'm looking for the... I don't see...
The main issue is that Ricardo has limited internet connection. So if you want something from him, this is the time to ask.
I'm looking for, so the, I don't see fast server, maybe I need to update again, okay. So the first, it's on the root data directory.
Yes, yes. So the first server directory is data from Fairbanks, I assume.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And which personality do you use for Fairbanks?
It's called fast server.
Oh, it's a fast. Okay. All right.
So Ming, just to review what your plan is for that section, can you tell us what you're planning to do and which plots you would create?
Well, so if it's a file server, it's the data for file server. We need to look at the data. Then I will just translate the data to data box based on the penalty ratio. The non-critical data from for instance the student accounts, and then I'll be able to compute the data loss given different window size.
Right, and how do we evaluate the cost or benefit of performance?
The performance is simply I cannot find any SLA that can do that because I don't think anybody is doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to dig around, try to look around a little more. But in the worst case, I would assume a remedy rate, and then I will show a graph that plots the remedy and the penalty. And show which point is the optimal point. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's fine. I think you'll have to assume some sort of a constant rate of revenue per
that's
operation
thinking,
per
yeah.
second, right?
Yes.
And
I will assume like a linear relationship, yes. A constant rate, basically, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Mm.
So in terms of... I think that would complete all the requirements for creating those plots, right?
If from my perspective, yes.
Okay. So let's, Leonardo, do you think you'll be able to work on the first draft of the evaluation section today evening? So we have something to look at tomorrow morning?
Yes.
Okay, I think that would be very useful because the evaluation section would probably need a careful revision maybe a couple of times by different people. The earlier we have the first draft, the cleaner we can make it before the submission. At this point, I would say, feel free to describe the charts and what your interpretation of the charts as much as you can, but subsequent revisions I'm hoping will further address the gaps, any gaps in the descriptions or any anomalies that you may not be able to explain. So in those cases, it would be nice if you put in a reminder to say, okay, this part is not clear why it's happening. And I'm hoping that Ricardo and the rest of us would be able to help with that.
Okay.
Our high level, it would be nice to sort of review our high level messages for the evaluation section. I think the first is that write-through performance is significantly worse than write-back, right? I think that should be clear in each of the plots. And if it is not, for instance, the inversion that we see in figure 4 at small cache sizes, it should be explained, right? That's the first message. Second message is that the write-back ordered policy performs better than write-through, right? The next message is that the write-back journal policy also performs better than write-through. And depending on the amount of staleness that the policy needs to tolerate, it can perform even close to write back, right? So I think these are the key messages we would like to illustrate in the performance section. Okay. The next section, the next subsection is the sensitivity subsection for sensitivity to file system type and the cache size, right? And
Rayu, let me slow you down here because I'm trying to make notes, but you're going too fast.
Okay, sure.
Okay, so.
By the way, I'm going to. I have this on record, so you can always review what we spoke about.
Okay, in that case, then go ahead. I can review the whole thing.
Yeah.
Olivia asked Ricardo later. I have some question about his grammar.
Okay, go ahead, May.
Okay. So Ricardo, I'm looking at the figure 17 and 18.
Okay.
So one question is the scale is the jail size in megabytes. So that's the
yes.
That is the amount of data that you buffer before you flash, right? That's the amount of data between two consistent points. Am I right?
Yes, that's it.
Okay, so that's the
dirty data that you have on the S3 and you don't have on the network storage.
That's the let me just translate in this way. That's the amount of data that I will lose if the host crashes. The amount of my update
that I lose. It's not exactly the amount of updates because you have overwrites.
Right, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. But what would you do with the data? The data thing is on the SSD, right? It's the amount of data that you lose if the SSD starts working.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
So it's not the same. The host will crash, but if the SSD is still working, you can recuperate the data.
Yeah, assuming the SSD is another recovery. Okay. And the exact number that you have in the raw data file, the 10,000, 60,000. Those are the for the window size, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But you have two windows, right? One is the window, the journal size on the host, and another one is the journal size on the network storage.
Okay, but that one is not reflecting secrets anyway, right?
Yeah, no. You are using the same one, yes. Yeah.
Oh, you're using the same one? Oh.
Yeah.
But I'm only concerned about the, okay, so, yes, that's true. Okay. And actually, so should we consider the jail size on the server side, or think that?
I think the journal on the server side, we don't have any sensitivity experiments for that.
Mm.
And also, my sense is that beyond a certain size, the journal on the server side may not really help all that much. I mean, increasing the journal size. Because the journal we have on the server side is an in-memory journal, assuming that we have NVRAM.
Okay. So I just want to make sure that the analysis that we have done is still valid without considering the jail size on the server side.
Yeah, right now the key additional detail that we are missing here is the size of the transaction that gets committed to the local cache and the size of the transaction that gets checkpointed to the server-side journal. But it's way too complicated to bring that in at this late juncture. So I would say just stick to the staleness based on the size of the journal on the host side, and for now we'll assume that's the same as the size of the journal on the, let's assume that the size of the journal on the storage side is irrelevant. Right?
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
In the for instance, if I look at the figure 18, the bottom graph, you see there's one outlier. The performance actually drops. Do we have an explanation for that?
Which figure are you talking about?
I would say it's just noise, but I don't know. I should repeat the experiment. because I don't have really I don't have any explanation for that.
I think we're talking about that anomaly in the view 18 in the bottom graph.
Yeah, right. I saw that too. I mean, it's weird because latency actually does appear okay.
Right.
But the throughput is swinging wildly. I don't know what's going on. And similarly, figure 17 has an anomaly too.
Yes.
Right. So, so Ricardo, I think if for figure 13, what is the high-level message there? Is the message like it doesn't matter what file system and journaling mode within a journaling file system you use, if the trends are similar?
Yes, it doesn't matter for the journal rate write-back, but it matters for the order rate write-back. That's one thing I would say. And, well, the other thing, but I don't know if you can say it, is that compare the performance from one file system to another, but that's not important in our case, but I guess we could say it.
Ricardo, you might have to write that part because I can already see Leonardo is going to be struggling with explaining this grid of plots.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I can do that.
You might have to write a few sentences and send it over to him.
Okay.
So he can include it. Okay, and what about the other charts like figure 12 and figure 15? What do we do with them?
Well, figure 15 helps to explain why it's true.
I don't think we need it. I mean, I think that's why write back
ordered
is worse than write back or than I guess write back journal or
another way of saying it is what is the biggest disadvantage of ordered write back. And the disadvantage is that you need extra copies for each update, and that decreases the effective size of the cache. And you can see that in the reduction of hit ratios if you compare ordered write back to any other write policy.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I think we could probably use it if we have space. Can I also ask for all the plots to have much bigger fonts? Because right now all the plots have like really low fonts, small fonts.
Okay.
Well, actually, not
something
all of them.
More like figure 17.
Yeah, more like figure 14 and 18. Those are good. But figure 12, 15, 16 are not all that good. Figure 13 is probably okay too.
Okay.
And so is figure 17 is probably okay too. I think the main issues are with figure 12, 15, and 16.
Okay, and also make them more flat, right? So they don't take so much space.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Okay, so that's good. So Leo, let's go back to the messages. I think we resolved the messages for the first subsection, performance. The second subsection, which is sensitivity, we have two aspects there. One is the sensitivity to the cache size, and the second is the sensitivity to the
journal size
for the journaling write back journal mode. It doesn't apply to any of the other journal modes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that we should be evaluating sensitivity to? Oh yeah, there is a sensitivity to the file system type as well. Okay, so cache size, sensitivity to cache size, sensitivity to file system type for each of these workloads. Well, actually, for Postmark only, and sensitivity.
And for FileBench, we also have cache size.
Right, so cache size for Postmark and FileBench, file system type using Postmark only, and journal size using, what do we have? We have actually three, right? No, two benchmarks, file bench and postmark. So those are the workloads that we evaluate sensitivity with. Okay, so what are the messages there? The messages are that as you change the cache size, with at small cache size, Write2 actually does better than Write-Back. And the Write-Back journal actually, is there a reason for why Write-Back journal does as good as Write-Through at low cache size?
Well, also that also depends on the size of the journal. For very large journal sizes, journal Write-Back is as good or better than Write-Back.
Right, at larger cache sizes.
No, at large journal sizes.
Right, but I think
the size of the journal is going to be bigger than the size of the cache.
Right.
No. But yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, so we need a clear message for sensitivity to cache size, or maybe there are a few observations there. The sensitivity to the file system, I think Ricardo is going to write something about that. Sensitivity to the journal size in case of Write-Back journal mode. I guess what we have is that performance gets better as we increase the size of the journal. We only have a qualitative observation here that staleness gets worse as you increase the size of the journal in direct proportion, right?
Okay. Question.
Yeah.
Will it make sense to assume that always the size of the journal is as big as the size of the cache?
No. We are performing a point evaluation using a specific value of the journal size in all of the experiments, except the journal size is equal to or smaller than the cache size, and I think in most cases it's smaller. Except in the case of the sensitivity experiment with the journal size, where we vary the size of the journal. In all other experiments, we pick one journal size, which is smaller than the size of the cache. So Ricardo, if you have like some guideline for what journal size you picked in most of these cases, was it somewhat arbitrary?
No, I start by getting an idea of the working set size. Then I'm using a close to that cache size, and then for that I varied I started by varying the journal size, and then I'm getting I use like a middle point for all of them.
Like half the cache
size. I use a journal size that gets performance just too good, or another one that they get is just too bad.
Okay. So I think this question will be addressed using the sensitivity, but you know how the performance varies with journal size. But I want us to have some sort of a clear direction for how we pick the journal size for the rest of the experiments. So I understand what you did, Ricardo, but I'm just trying to justify it in my mind and thinking about how we could present it.
If you're comparing against journal Write-Back, you have to find to use a journal size and just one that's between Write-Through and Write-Back is good enough, I guess.
Well, ideally, the journal size we pick should be the lowest point in the cost trade-off curve that Ming is constructing for each of those workloads.
We don't know what that is yet, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, so Ming, you, I guess once we have that information from your plots, then we could go back and evaluate how far away from that we are in our choice of journal sizes for the rest of the workloads.
You mean which plot?
The cost staleness plot.
Okay. Well, but we already have the performance versus journal size plot.
We do, but the problem is that we don't have like a suggested journal size to use based on what is the lowest cost.
Okay. Right. I'm just afraid because we won't be able to say just like a magic number that would work for all scenarios. It again depends on the penalty rate and the revenue rate, and those measures are not highly variable.
Yeah, that is true. That is true as well. But we can make some plots assuming a certain rate of revenue, right?
I think
that's all we can do at this point, given that we don't have information about SLAs or revenue charts for these experiments.
Yeah, for my section, that shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, and you will end up with a graph that has a minimum point and staleness is increased, right?
Right.
So Ricardo, I guess we could contrast those points against the points that you picked and see how far away from that we are. And we could just mention that the staleness values or the journal sizes were picked arbitrarily, but here is what the optimal was based on the cost models we assumed. Right? At least people will have some way to compare whether the journal size we picked or how far away from the optimal it is.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'll find that. I might not be able to redo the experiments for all file systems, but at least for file server, I could. I guess I could retake the numbers.
Okay, the file server with the as you vary the cache size.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. All right. So yeah, I think we can do that if we have time. All right. So let's look at the messages for the for Ming's subsection. So Ming, what is the messages in your subsection, you think?
This trade-off.
Right. So here we are, I guess the key message is to demonstrate that there is always a sweet spot in the staleness performance curve that is valuable for certain applications. I shouldn't say always, but in some cases, this trade-off is not even possible, right? I think that section has to bring out a complete picture that for certain applications we cannot make this trade-off. There is no, it's not because the applications don't tolerate staleness. For other applications, some staleness is tolerable. So the question is, what staleness should the system use, right? And that is based on the modeling of data loss, cost of data loss, and the benefit of performance.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. So I think the messages are somewhat clear. We just need to make sure that the writing reflects the messages.
Okay.
So Leo, I think you're going to take a first shot at the evaluation section, create the structure, describe the charts, well, put the charts in the right places, describe the charts to the extent you can, get help from Ricardo for explaining certain things, and once you have a draft, maybe I can take a look at this section tomorrow morning or whenever you have it in some form that we can polish further.
Okay.
My goal is to get a draft that has a complete evaluation section with all or most of the elements in place.
Okay. Sounds good. So what you are, how are you going to do it? Are you going to send me the recording of this meeting? Or
I'm going to email it to you. I'm going to post it online and send you a link.
Okay. Sounds good.
Ming, do you have any questions about your part? I think what we'll have to do is to also wait for your draft. I don't know when you would have the new plots. And
well, yeah, so I can finish it tonight. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow morning we can utilize what you created in writing of the previous part of the evaluation.
Okay.
We might actually end up just integrating your section into a subsection of the evaluation. At this point, I'm not entirely sure which way to go. Okay. All right, guys. So
just one more thing. Just in case, I'll be able to connect today maybe at 10 p.m.
Okay.
But I will for sure get online tomorrow 11 to noon.
Okay.
Today I have to work on a different paper, but tomorrow it will be all for this.
Okay.
Just in case.
Another fast paper?
Fast paper. The other one.
Oh, the other fast paper. Okay. Yeah. I forgot.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yes, that sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a question about right now regarding the YCSB. All we have is the throughput numbers. What should we do with all the latencies associated with different workloads? We have latencies for read, write, and read, modify, write workloads. Do we care about those, or that's not important at this point?
Well, I would say don't worry about them right now. Let's get a first draft of the evaluation section that is readable, and then we can come back to that question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. As a reminder, the paper is due tomorrow at noon, right?
No. Tomorrow
no,
midnight.
It's not noon.
Tomorrow midnight.
Midnight?
No, I think it's 9 p.m.
Oh.
No, it's Pacific time, 9 p.m., so yeah, it's midnight.
Tomorrow midnight.
Okay.
Yeah. Raju, just in case I don't have internet access, you have access to submit the paper, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yep. All right.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Let's coordinate our email now.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.